Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona met with President Bush late yesterday to discuss campaign finance reform. McCain is pressing for action on the bill he co-authored with Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold. The legislation would tighten the limits on political money. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Senator McCain and President Bush fought over campaign finance reform in the presidential primaries a year ago. And if they're not visibly fighting now, they're not exactly brothers in arms either. The meeting lasted about 45 minutes. Afterwards, McCain said they talked of many things.
I don't know of any real key differences. We talked about the aspects of the bill that Senator Feingold and I just introduced, and it was more of a discussion of the bill and the issues surrounding it, including the dramatic increase in soft money, the independent campaigns, etc.
Both the senator and the president are still dug into the positions they held back during the primaries. McCain is planning an outside-the-beltway strategy. He and his co-sponsor, Democrat Russell Feingold, are due to join reform groups Monday for a town meeting in Little Rock. Arkansas Republican Tim Hutchinson is on the reformers' list of possible Republican swing votes. Other town meetings are in the works aimed at wooing other persuadable Republicans. But last night, McCain said he intends to work with President Bush.
I know that the president is publicly agreeable to continued discussions on this and trying to cure some of the evils that affect the political campaign financing today.
Mr. Bush called it a very good, wide-ranging session, according to spokesman Ari Fleischer. The Bush administration has toned down its criticism of the McCain-Feingold bill. And in an exchange with reporters earlier in the day, Fleischer avoided locking the administration into a position for or against the bill in its current form.
Wouldn't he veto it in its current form, given how deep the divisions are?
We're just not in the business of issuing veto threats this early in an administration. Let them have their meeting.
As it was, the meeting set the stage for more maneuvering. The president and the senator have two big differences to deal with. First, McCain wants to ban soft money, the unregulated contributions to the national party committees. Mr. Bush would shut down corporate and union soft money, but he would let individuals keep on giving as much as they want. The second difference is on paycheck protection. That's a Republican proposal. It would force unions to get permission, member by member, to spend dues money on political activity. Mr. Bush never misses a chance to call for paycheck protection. McCain would balance it with language for shareholder protection, making corporations jump through the same hoop as unions. Mr. Bush has sounded sympathetic to this idea, too. But even if there's agreement here, it won't be the end of it. McCain knows that unions consider paycheck protection a killer amendment, and so do Democrats. In fact, so do quite a few Republicans. Paycheck protection came up for votes in both houses 2 years ago, when Republicans had bigger majorities. It lost both times, and it wasn't close. Still, one business lobbyist predicted last night that in the end, a bill will emerge and could pass. He said it's probably not in the president's interest to expend political capital blocking campaign finance reform when he has his own agenda to pursue. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.